Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're covering a question that comes up constantly from people eyeing up Canberra's property market. How do you actually get your real estate license in the ACT?
And it's a good one to unpack because the ACT does have its own system. It looks familiar if you know New South Wales, but there are real differences worth getting straight before you start.
The article is called How to Get Your Real Estate License in the ACT. And it walks through the three-class structure the territory uses, Class 3, Class 2, and Class 1.
Three classes, and you don't get to choose which one you start at. You build up from the bottom.
Exactly right. Class 3 is the entry point, and that's where almost everyone begins. You complete the Certificate of Registration qualification, 5 units, then apply to Access Canberra for your Class 3 registration.
And what can you actually do with a Class 3?
You work as an assistant agent under the supervision of a licensed agent, but you're doing real work, selling, leasing, learning the job on the floor.
That matters because people sometimes assume you're stuck watching for ages before you can do anything. You're earning from fairly early on.
The article calls it the fastest legal way into real estate in the ACT. It's designed to get you working while you keep building your credentials.
So what comes after Class 3?
Class 2 is the agent level. That requires the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, 18 units, plus meeting the experience requirement that Access Canberra sets.
That's a much bigger qualification than the Class 3.
It is, but the difference in what you can do is significant. As a Class 2 agent, you can list, sell and lease in your own right, not just under supervision anymore.
And Class 1 is the top of the structure.
Class 1 is licensee in charge. The qualification is the CPP 51122 Diploma of Property, which is 12 units. It adds the business knowledge, trust accounting and supervision skills needed to actually run an agency.
So if you want to own or lead an agency in Canberra, that's your destination.
That's it. Class 1 lets you manage an office, supervise your team and take legal responsibility for the agency's whole operation.
There's something in the article I want to flag because I think it catches people out. The qualification and the license are two completely separate things.
Yes, and the article is very clear on this. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognised qualification. Access Canberra issues the registration or license that lets you legally work. You need both in that order.
Qualification first, license second.
Every time at every class level. And the article is specific. Always confirm current requirements directly with Access Canberra before you apply.
Now, someone who knows the New South Wales system might be thinking this all sounds very similar. Can you just use a New South Wales license in the ACT?
No, and the article is firm on this. ACT and New South Wales are separate jurisdictions with their own regulators. Holding a license in one does not automatically allow you to work in the other.
So you can't assume your New South Wales license covers you over the border, even if you're working close to Canberra?
Not automatically. The article mentions mutual recognition as the route if you need to work across both territories, and there's a separate guide on the site comparing the two systems in detail.
What about keeping the license current once you've got it?
The ACT requires 12 CPD points per year. Archer delivers that online and self-paced as well. All categories are available and you get a completion certificate when you finish.
Same flexible model as the initial qualifications. You fit it around whatever else you've got going on.
That's the idea. Whether you're just starting out or already working and needing to stay current, it's all available that way.
So for someone listening who's thinking about the Canberra market, what's the single thing to do?
Work out which class matches where you are right now and make a start. New to real estate? That's Class 3. Already a Class 3 with experience? Class 2 is your next step. Goal is to run an agency? You're working towards Class 1.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It covers each class in depth, the qualifications, the Access Canberra process, and links through to the individual course pages.
Archer Institute is a nationally recognised RTO, delivering online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want to talk through which course is right for your situation, call the team on 1800 069 273.
Good place to start.